Simon Ridgway asking about the orphan works legislation, which is this idea of images that are not easily traceable back to their copyright owners. And he basically wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, I happened to see him tweet that question.
All right.
I did try and do a bit of pre-thinking before I came into this. But I don't, in terms of, I don't think about how we work. At the moment, if we have any pictures that we come across on social media, so let's think of an example, say Iran, you know, protests on the streets, and we see a really dramatic looking picture. And quite often with that story, we didn't have any means of authenticating ownership of people uploading videos on YouTube or whatever. And so the way we handle pictures and videos are very different, just because the law's different in terms of how media organisations can use these two mediums. So we're covered under fair use for video footage. That, you know, if we've made attempts to try and contact someone, or if we think it's really newsworthy, and even if we don't know who the person is or whether we've got permission from them,
we're happy that it's authentic.
And yeah. You know, we're sure of what it's showing. We're covered under fair use to be able to broadcast it as a part of a news item. Fair use doesn't cover us for stills. So even if we have the same editorial assessment of a picture compared to the same video footage, we can't broadcast the still because we're not covered by fair use. Now, in terms of orphan legislation, as I understand it, it's about allowing organisations like the BBC to be able to use these images as long as we've made some reasonable attempt to contact the person. Now, we do that anyway in terms of our editorial setup, and so whether it's video footage or pictures, we would not show something unless we've made some reasonable attempt to do it. I'm not convinced that there'll be very many instances where if we try to email someone who's posted something on Flickr or elsewhere on a web forum and we can't get hold of any more detail, that we would just publish it because we'd have too many unanswered questions.
Editorial questions before you get anywhere near the rights issues.
Yeah, leaving aside the copyright issues, you know, is this actually showing what it's purporting to show? How do we know that it's from yesterday and not from a protest that happened 3 years ago? So I think there are too many editorial questions that we wouldn't be able to answer, leaving aside copyright issues.
That would mean that it wouldn't crop up. I mean, if the picture is of, you know, the money shot, but you couldn't establish who took it, who owned it, there'd be too many editorial questions around around actually using it. And at the other end of the extreme, if it was just another picture,
like a picture of a day sort of thing, you know, you wouldn't.
Or even another picture of the Brussels train crash.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'd go, well, actually, we've got plenty of content here that we don't need to worry about this. So again, it wouldn't crop up. So I'm glad you'd.
But no, I can't. I did try and think if there were any specific examples that I've come across since working at the Hub, and I couldn't think of a single one where this would have enabled us to do something that we wouldn't have done any other time. So I understand that there's lots of concern and so on. I think it's more of an issue for people using these things commercially in terms of ad firms or whatever. I don't think it's so much an issue that's going to crop up for news organisations, certainly not us.
Yeah, I think it's actually